Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Friday, on the 4th of July, going into the third hour, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was about to talk about this Oklahoma congressman that went to Fort Sill the other day and was denied entry into that complex to check out those kids. But before I do that, just because I like to do it at least once an hour, let me play the bootleg one more time.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge. I just like playing it. But it's still, you know, I just don't know enough about it. I've seen what I've seen on the website and everything, but I just don't know enough about it. But let's go to the phones. Don't know where she's at, but Kirsten, yes, what can I do for you?
Bill, how did you find out about this? No one's supposed to know about this until next week.
Are you by chance with the Texas Gun Fest?
Yeah, I'm Kirsten Joy Weiss, and I'm the spokesperson of the festival, and no one's really supposed to know about this until next week.
You're the Kirsten Joy Weiss who I see doing all the trick shots all over the internet and everything?
Sure, yeah, I have a YouTube channel and all that. Yep.
And this is your event?
Pretty much, yeah. And no one's supposed to know about it until next week, so I really don't know how you know about it before everyone else.
Well, I have sources.
You have sources. Who do you know?
Well, I know lots of people.
Operations going on or something like that that I need to know about and cut off those.
Well, I mean, I only knew enough about it to cut a spot.
Oh.
Well, first of all, it's an unexpected pleasure to have you on the show. For those of you who don't know who Kirsten Joy Weiss is, Kirsten, tell them, because you can tell them better than I can. This is a lady with a shooting pedigree.
Well, my background is in Olympic-style small rifle, but I shoot all kinds of things on my YouTube channel. And, I have a lot of experience in shooting. I've been on the Olympic shortlist and world championships and national championships and all kinds of things. So I love shooting, and that's basically what that comes down to.
And you are the driving force behind the Texas gun. Well, Well, since I sort of blew the lid off of it, I didn't even know what the timeline was on it, okay? I didn't
really know.
No. I know when it's supposed to happen.
Well, Yeah, it's not
I
so bad.
I know what's supposed to happen. I'm trying to.
You might as well blow up things, right? It's 4th of July. I mean, that's
right.
What happened.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to, you know, figure out who's in charge of it so I can try to wrangle an invitation.
Well, I'll see what we can do.
Okay.
But well, yeah, I'm definitely excited about it. It's going to be a try-and-buy event where you can actually try the guns there on the ranges. And I've always wanted that. When I go to gun shows, I'm always frustrated because you can, if they're kind to you, you can take them, you can feel the guns, but you can't see how they actually perform in your own hands. And that's what it really comes down to as far as if you're going to be able to shoot the gun or not. Some guns are going to work for some people and not for others. So this, you'll be able to come, you'll be able to try the guns, and manufacturers themselves will be there with their sales reps and everything, and you'll be able to talk directly to them and figure out what you need.
Like I said, I only got enough information to write the spot. How big is Liberty Hill shooting range?
I don't know how many square footage. I don't know how big the actual complex is for square footage, but it's going to be pretty huge. I mean, we have 13 bays, and the bays themselves are about 60 by 120. And then we have about 15 rifle points, and the 5 of them are at 1,000 yards, so we're going to have Barrett and Tracking Point, FN, and McMillan, and a bunch of long-range companies there. And then we have shotgun bays as well, so it's pretty large. It's going to be a good event as well. We're going to have 5,000-plus members of the public as well come to the event. We limit it to 5,000 per day. It's going to be a two-day event, November 8th and 9th, outside of Austin, Texas.
I've heard that you're going to have up to 30 exhibitors.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's big names in there. There's Glock and, like I said, Barrett, Tracking Point, Sig Sauer, FNH, who else? Winchester. Gosh, there's so many. It's really good names. So I'm excited about the event.
So everybody will be able to try any gun out there that they've got on exhibit?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they'll be able to buy that gun?
Right there, yeah.
What if they're from out of state?
If they're from out of state, we'll work with their FFLs. They can buy the gun there, and then the FFLs that we're going to have accessible are going to work out the details as far as shipping the gun to them. They won't be able to take that gun away because of the laws that we have to deal with, but we will be able to ship those guns to them in their state, as long as they're legal, obviously, in their state.
Okay, well, this begs a question that I... This is sort of it sounds like a combination of media day and a swap meet. Media day, a SHOT Show, and a swap meet. For the people that are showing up, do they need to bring their own ammo for the guns they want to try?
No, there's going to be ammo there. Winchester is providing all the ammunition, well, most of the ammunition for the exhibitors. And some exhibitors are partnering, so Barrett's partnering with Wapwa, and some other companies are partnering with ammunition companies, but there'll be ammunition there, and it's up to the vendor, the exhibitor themselves, whether they're going to charge for the shooting or not, but most of the ones I talk to are not going to charge. It's just going to be the ticket, and they're going to be able to shoot the gun right there, and they don't have to bring ammunition, they don't have to bring anything else, just themselves. And an appetite, because there's going to be awesome food trucks. Like, some of the best barbecue I've ever had in my life is going to be there, so... Yeah, bring an appetite as well.
So now it becomes like a combination of a theme park, a swap meet, and media day at SHOT Show.
Yeah, it's going to be cotton candy too. So how can you be sad with cotton candy and guns?
I'm writing stuff down. Can you hold through the break? I mean, how did you find out I was playing the spot?
Oh, I have my sources too, Bill. I have my sources too.
Touche. Since I've got you on here, if I can pick your brain a little bit, since I sort of blew the lid off the beast. just so I can get all the details that I've been missing. I've been telling everybody this week that I was going to get caught doing it. Didn't expect it to happen today on the 4th of July.
Oh, so you've been doing this the whole week. I see.
Well, it started Tuesday. I mean, you know.
Okay.
What do you think of the spot? Is the spot okay?
Yeah, sure. It's a nice spot. I'll give you that. But you don't mention all the cool companies that are going to be there.
Well, it's hard to beat do that in 30 seconds. I only got 86 words. You know,
that's
I got to try to get in there and I was trying to sound like I knew what I was talking about in with the information I knew.
Yep.
Like I knew about the food trucks, I just didn't know what they were serving. You hang on.
Okay.
All right, with my surprise guest, the driving force behind the Texas Gun Fest, Kirsten Joy Weiss joins me. Maybe there'll be some more berating going on after the break. We'll be right back. On the 4th of July on a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with...
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Bill Freeman, bald and dangerous.
All right. Leave it to Friday, of course. It happens on a Friday. If you just missed it, well, welcome back. First of all, on Friday, on the 4th of July, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I've been running what I characterize as a bootleg spot because I got just enough information to get 86 words out of it about this thing about to happen in Texas. You don't have to listen to me. You can listen to this.
coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
So at the opening of the first segment of the third hour, of course, I get busted by the event organizer, Kirsten Joy Weiss, who has been kind enough to call me and dress me down. You understand that this was recorded and it goes into perpetuity. Kirsten?
Yeah, I do. And I really, again, I have no idea how you figured out about it. It's not supposed to be a week. It's supposed to... I mean, we're supposed to release it next week. I don't even know if the website's up and running for everyone yet.
Well,
I mean, it might be by now, but
there was a sparse website that had a little bit of information, but now there's the same website in the news section has a very nice picture of you holding a rifle.
Oh wow, I haven't even checked it out myself. That's how fresh this is. All right.
They're going to have exhibitors like Armalite, Advanced Armament, Barrett, Beretta, FNH, Glock, Henry Repeating Rifles, Macmillan, Primary Weapon System, Six Sauer, Silencer Co., The Silencer Shop, Slide Fire. Silencer Shop is, they're like a clearinghouse, aren't they? They do those e-file forms for cans. Slide Fire, Springfield Armory, Tracking Point, Underground Tactical, Winchester, and more. Lapua, Benelli... Wow. Who isn't Mossberg? Who isn't going to be there?
That's
a shorter list.
Yeah, actually, to be honest, Benelli is, they had funding issues, so they're not going to be there, but all the rest of them are going to be there. So it's going to be amazing. And the manufacturers themselves will be there, so people will have, you know, they don't have to get... it's hard to get a ticket to SHOT Show, and it's even harder to get into media day at SHOT Show, which is kind of... like this event where you can try the guns and learn about them and everything. And so we've opened it up to the public, and they'll have access to these manufacturers, the head of the manufacturers of the companies and everything, the sales teams and everything, and you can ask questions directly to them and experience the guns as you try them and shoot them on the ranges.
You're going to give away a Underground Tactical AR-15 worth $3,000 to the first 1,000 ticket sales.
Yes, first
1,000 people that buy a ticket. They're going to erect a tent city where there'll be at least 30 tents there, because that's how many manufacturers are going to be there. And while you're checking out guns, you'll get to inhale barbecue coming from the Schmidt Family Barbecue's legendary 30-foot smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's the most amazing barbecue I've ever had in my life. And I lived in Georgia for a while, so... really, really good barbecue. And there'll be other vendors too. There's going to be, I can't remember all the names of the vendors for food trucks and things like that, but there's going to be, cotton candy, kettle corn, and barbecue, and all kinds
funnel
of
cakes.
Crazy. Yeah, I hope so. I sure hope so. I can't guarantee that, but I hope so, because I love funnel cakes.
The other thing that's up now is the levels of, you can get a one-day pass for $59, which, does that include food?
No, food is extra.
No, but ammo pretty much is free, so unless you buy a gun and eat, $59 covers everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a weekend pass for $95, and for $150, you can get a VIP pass, and they have the VIP pass is both days, preferred parking, admission to the VIP lounge, complimentary lunch, and non-alcoholic beverages both days. So that one includes the food.
Yeah.
The 30 dedicated firearm demonstration try and buy bays. The tinted retail village showcasing the best in ammo and accessories. So it's not just going to be guns. It's going to be.
Sure.
And, of course, Austin's finest food truck cuisine,
which
is the latest fine dining phenomena to come around the bay, come around the corner, rather.
Yeah, it is. It's actually kind of exciting because Austin, Texas is known for their food truck culture. And a lot of people get really into it, but we'll have food trucks at the festival as well.
Hmm. May I continue to run the spot?
Well, it is Friday.
It's free.
It's free. I'm so glad. You're not going to, just blow it up and then be like, okay, so I run it this day, and then I'm just going to have to charge you for those days.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll talk about this offline, but we'll work out something between you and me, maybe about me attending that. But in between now and then, as things continue to evolve with it, because this is in November, what's the weather going to be like in November in Texas?
November 8th and 9th is gorgeous in Texas. I was there last November for about 3 weeks, shooting and doing some crazy trick shots and things like that with helicopters and everything. And it was gorgeous the whole time. It was a nice change up from the northern climate that I'm accustomed to. So, it's just, you can wear jeans comfortably and light shirts, and it's just really nice weather. It's perfect temperature.
Not too hot, not too cold.
No, exactly, yeah. Now, if it was in July in Texas, it might be a little humid, might be a little hot. That's why we chose November.
Right, okay. All right, yep. So I can reach out to you, and you'll come back later on as we draw closer to it and talk about this. That'd be okay?
Sure.
The reason I wanted to publicize it is because my network is in Austin, Texas.
Oh, cool. Well, that's very great. Yeah, well, I guess, we'll figure something out. Maybe we can get you a ticket or something like that. But, I first have to find out who your sources are and, cut them off of the path.
Well, you probably know them. You probably know them.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll be finding out very shortly who our mutual friends are when they all come.
All right.
What did you tell her? How did you tell her?
Exactly, because I also found out about your radio show, so you better watch your back as well.
You don't know my address, do you?
That's no comment. Information you don't need to know right now.
With those long range shots that you take, you don't even use optics in a lot of cases, do you?
No.
So you could see me before I see you.
But I'm not that kind of shooter, so I don't have to worry
about
it.
Well, your email address is up there. I'll be emailing you a formal apology later on.
Great. I will look forward to it, though.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to call in and chastise me nationally.
Any day, I'm willing to do that. So, with pleasure.
Thank you, ma'am. Stay safe, and we'll be in touch.
Yes. We'll talk to you later. Thanks,
yes, ma'am. All right.
Bye.
Bye. See, normally when I'm getting chastised, it's because I'm so pro-gun. Some anti-gunner calls in and takes me to task over that. I knew I was going to get busted, though. This just happened a little faster than I thought it was going to happen. Such is the legend that is live radio. All right, now that my public dressing down is over, I think she's gone. Now that that's over, we'll get back. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Never buy the wrong mount optic or accessory again. From 22 to 50 cal, Mounting Solutions Plus has the right accessories for your precision shooting needs. Mounting Solutions Plus will aim you in the right direction with knowledgeable support and quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
The low rider.
And welcome back.
A little higher.
If you're just tuning in, I just got busted, but that's okay. That's okay. In Austin, Texas, there's going to be a first of its kind gun event, and I've been blaring it out there for anybody to listen. And the organizer called me. See, it's not supposed to be out there in the open. At their website, it's a little more publicized now. There's a little more information there, but that's okay. You heard it here first. The other day, an Oklahoma congressman was denied entry to an HHS facility located at Fort Sill when he requested access. Now, first of all, let me point out something. Our logistics train and our space, I need to find out if that's being employed to take care of these darling little disease vectors. That would be a great interest to me, because not only are they bringing them in wholesale, they're walling them off, and apparently they're keeping secrets. Now, anytime a member of Congress or a senator wants to go visit a military post, most of the time they welcome him with open arms. This was not the case when he decided to go check out the little darling disease vectors himself with Congressman Jim Bridenstine. He's a freshman congressman. He went to Fort Sill, and he was denied access. By the brown shirts. Now he's asking why the Department of Health and Human Services is trying to hide the facility and what's going on there. The gates around it are chained and the facility is covered outside to obscure the view. The representative said there's no excuse for denying a federal representative from Oklahoma access to a federal facility in Oklahoma when unaccompanied children are being held or where they're being held. He attempted to tour the barracks where the children were after a meeting with the base commander Wednesday, but he was denied. So he went to the command. Does the commanding general have jurisdiction inside this facility that's inside a military facility that we're paying for both? He asked the brown shirt punk whether or not they were aware he was a member of Congress. He was told he would have to make an appointment. The first chance to visit would be July the 21st. The answer is they don't want you to know who these children... He wanted to find out who they're being released to as well. They don't want him to know who they're being released to because their parents or relatives are probably illegally here too. And the fact that the Obama administration is simply releasing tens of thousands of people after giving them a little slip of paper telling them to report for a deportation hearing would anger the voters. Now be sure and show up for, you'll be in trouble if you don't show up for your deportation hearing. You go sit with mommy and daddy for a while. Later that day, the HHS said it conducts tours as much as possible and has given 55 tours of three facilities so far to elected officials. According to the department, it would continue to schedule tours for any officials who request them. That puts me in my, you know, when, everybody remembers when Dennis Rodman went to North Korea, right? He got shown North Korea. And he got shown North Korea as North Korea wants to be known, not as they really are. I submit to you that if you go, it's a little bit like, being at a controlled meal, where you're told what you can, you know, they've laid all this stuff out in front of you. Some of it's covered in dishes. You don't get to check those dishes. And they tell you what you can eat and how long you can eat and what you can't eat. You don't get to take everything in. Fort Sill is one of three facilities set up last month to house the huge influx of unaccompanied minors crossing over Texas-Mexico's border. More than 52,000 children, Honduran, Guatemalan, and Salvadoran, have been apprehended this fiscal year. Have they been apprehended or have they been located and rounded up and then put in place so that mommy and daddy will vote for Obama? That's my question. While they give your children at school scabies. Let me tell you what this is like, okay? Let me tell you what this is like. Because we're paying for it. Think of the Norman Rockwell type setting of a home, if you will, with the picture window. And you look out on the picture window, and you've got a little mini tent city of illegal immigrant aliens on the tent city. And you go out to kick them off your lawn, but authorities show up and say, you can't do that. Then doctors show up to treat them for scabies and polio and the rickets and all this other stuff. And then they present you with the bills and tell you, you got to pay for this. Then somebody shows up with some food and they present you with a bill and tell you, you have to pay for this. So you're paying for all of this. You got no control over it. Even your own rights of property don't count. Because as taxpayers, guess what? We own the country. Not the government. Me and you. They may not believe it. You may not believe it. That's the way it's supposed to be. just because we don't believe it, just because they don't believe it, this is the new normal. It's not really the way it's supposed to be, but it really is the way it is. Somewhere or another, these children and the journey from all of those places where they're coming from on that train is horrifying. And yet they took that trip. Anyway, and there has got to be something that motivated it. And in the meantime, while we're distracted by these little darlings, they're unaccompanied, and it's a humanitarian crisis, strolling across our border are all manner of things. Right now, as we speak, on the border, some of the coyote groups are raping women and throwing their panties into a tree to show their conquest before they let them go their way. Right now, Middle Eastern terrorists, who look a lot like Latin Americans, are crossing. One of them will be sloppy and he'll leave, you know, a prayer rug or some flyers in Arabic. We'll find that later. Right now, drugs are coming across the border, headed to somebody you know that has ruined their life. And right now, while all of that is happening, our president and this federal government is doing nothing. And the few that want to do something can't even look. And very soon, out of Fort Sill, as soon as they've got some people stabilized and the scabies is in remission or whatever, they'll put them on a bus and they're going to ship them to a city near you where they will be processed and then released into the wild. And while you may not get an itemized bill, we'll be paying for something we can't afford. Fully subsidized by the good faith and credit of the United States government. So, given that we have this wholesale invasion of the United States going on, and our government is doing nothing, I've been wondering what was going to tip the scales. I really have. I've been wondering to myself, what's going to be that thing that wakes everybody up? See, these stage tours that they have been doing at these places, it's the same thing as you're hearing out of the White House. These are children running from violence. Violence and broken homes and pestilence and all manner of bad things that are running here, and we can't turn them away, can we? That's all staged, too. Yep. So, I'm completely unconcerned about the shining, smiling faces. Let's take them to their parents, and instead of leaving them there, let's get their parents and let's put them on a bus headed south. That would be a boost to the economy. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I cannot take this anymore. Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I find bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces, fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot do this anymore.
All right, welcome back. As we get ready to go away on a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. On my webpage is a banner for the Willow MD. Now, I have been using the Willow MD, and it has made an enormous difference in what I'm able to do now. I originally got it for my knee, which I'm still treating my knee. My level of pain, which was ever present, always present. It was present when I got up. It was present when I walked. It was present when I was sitting down. Definitely present when I stood up, is gone. It is gone. Started treating my hands with it. With the trigger finger that I have, for about 2 or 3 months now, I haven't been able to make fists. And when you're a former martial artist, and you like to think of yourself as maybe just sort of maybe still one, not being able to make a fist means you're not anymore. So yesterday I started punching things. And yes, it still hurts when I do it, but I'm able to make a fist to punch it. And for guys my age, if you want to make a difference in the way your day goes and in your level of pain just for existing, go to my webpage. The banner is on every webpage. Click on that banner. I'm not making a dime. But I thought enough of this to where I got that banner, and if you want to go there and check it out, go check it out. It'll save you a lot of money. You'll stop taking a bunch of pain pills like Aleve and ibuprofen and Motrin and, you know, Tylenol. That'll all be gone. And your stomach remains intact. Go check them out. Can you imagine living in a country where soldiers crash through doors to arrest and imprison citizens for criticizing government officials? Where you're watched at the same time. If you look a little bit suspicious, they stop you and frisk you or pull you over and search you on the chance you might be doing something illegal. And if you had a firearm of any kind, you would be arrested and in some circumstances shot by police. Now, if that sounds like America today, that you wouldn't be too far wrong, but that's the way it was 238 years ago. When American colonists suffered under Great Britain's version of an early police state. It was only when the colonists finally got fed up with being silenced, censored, searched, frisked, threatened, and arrested that they finally revolted against the tyrants. And there's no better document that states their grievances than the Declaration of Independence. That's a document seething with outrage over a government who had betrayed its citizens. And when it was signed by those 56 dudes during that time, when they were laying everything they had or were or coveted on the line when they did it, but they believed in a very radical idea that all people are created free. Immediately, they were labeled as traitors. They were charged with treason, which was, at that time, a crime punishable by death. For some, it cost them their homes and their fortunes. For others, it would be the ultimate price, their lives. Yet, even knowing the heavy price that they had to pay, those guys dared to speak up when silence could not be tolerated. Even after they won their independence from Great Britain, these new Americans worked to ensure that the rights they had risked their lives to secure would remain secure for future generations. And the result of that was our Bill of Rights and the first two amendments to the Constitution. Imagine these 56 guys being resurrected and walking around America today to see that the ideal that they had put everything on the line for 238 years ago had been transformed into a militaristic police state in which exercising one's freedoms is often viewed as a flagrant act of defiance. How do you think they would feel about that? Had the Declaration of Independence been written today, this government would render the signers of that terrorists. They would have been put on a government watch list, targeted for surveillance of their activities and correspondence, potentially arrested, held indefinitely, stripped of their rights, and labeled enemy combatants. Do you think we would have that today? Do you think there's 56 people out there that would do that, that would put everything they are, everything they have, including an up to guarantee in it with their lives? Do you think that would happen? Do you think in today's non sequitur society that we have, where nothing matters, nothing is relevant, that would happen? Would we choose to just go along to get along with the British? Where would we be today if we had not done that? Would there even be an America as we know it today had we not done that? We know that there wouldn't have been, but would there still be a British flag flying over the United States? Since that time, and I know that there's differing frames of thought out there about the conflicts we've been involved in and where we fought and everything. Since that time, more than once, Americans have stepped up with that mindset. Some of them conscripted, to be sure. Definitely not in modern times. Everybody wearing the uniform today, volunteered. And they guarantee it with their life. They put everything they, you know, when you strap on that uniform, when you take that oath, when you join the military, when you get into that kind of service, you are giving over your life. Because your life is not the way it was before you did that. It's not a democracy in the military. Some people don't know why they do it. Some people do. When you fire up the grill today, when you're popping the lids on the Bud Light and you're doing all those other things, remember, that 238 years ago today, this country was angry. We were furious, and we were ready to go. We were ready to fight the largest empire on the planet, thought to be unstoppable. No way for us to win. Not even all of us here that were taking the outrage were willing to fight it. But a lot of unnamed people did step up to fight it, and 56 people put everything on the line on a piece of paper when they signed their names to it. So when you're making sure the cheese is melted just right on the burger, when the prime rib is just the right color but still got enough juicy elements to make it really tasty, when you're looking at all that, realize what made that possible. You got veterans in the family, tip them a toast. Don't thank them because you don't need to thank them. They did it for their buddies. But recognize them. Take into account that voluntarily, a long time ago, people faced insurmountable odds and said, this isn't going to happen. Not here. Not on my watch. We're throwing you out and we're throwing off the chains. We are free. We'll pick this up on Monday. Between now and then, remember, this has never been about gun control. Not ever. It's going to be. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.